You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Welcome to the show. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V.
Hello, hello, everybody. How you doing today?
Miss C is back.
Hello.
And we've got a special, special guest in the studio today. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Faye Bassey.
Hello.
Mute the mic.
I don't know. I don't know what that was all about, but Faye Bassey is our special guest today. I want to talk about Hurricane Matthew because we're just beginning to dry out from all the rain that Hurricane Matthew dumped on us yesterday. It started raining at like, wasn't it like 7 o'clock Saturday morning? It was like really early Saturday morning. Yeah. And it didn't stop till around like 10 o'clock last night. I remember I was up and it was around 10 o'clock. I remember saying, well, I don't hear any more raindrops. Some areas here in North Carolina saw over 17 inches of rain. Floods everywhere, especially like Edgecombe County, I think, Fayetteville. I think Fayetteville is in Edgecombe County. Seven people that we know of so far are dead. And so that number might be getting higher soon. Yeah. Some people lost everything from the floods. Yeah. Every single thing. I mean, this was crazy.
Yeah.
They were talking like, I don't remember Hazel. I don't think I was born when Hazel came around. But they were saying that this could be worse than Hazel was. When was Hazel? 1954.
My mama said I was almost a month old.
Almost a month old during Hazel. Oh, wow. Here is what I want to say. Did you guys know that most homeowners insurance policies don't cover floods?
That's
like
crazy.
You have to get flood policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's like a special, like a separate policy than the regular homeowners insurance. So talk to your insurance companies, but our hearts and our prayers are with the people that lost family members. And for people that have really lost everything.
Yeah. And homes that are on coastlines and stuff, they can't get flood insurance.
Who said that?
That's what, you know how when you look into that time sharing thing, mm-hmm. that they said it was one of the things that wasn't offered was because of the, you know, you're living right on the ocean and everything.
Which is why you need flood insurance. Right. I mean, why in the world would I buy a house on the coast and can't get flood insurance? That'd be crazy.
Usually they say that because you can get them dirt cheap.
Hmm.
You can buy property.
The house. The house dirt cheap.
The house is cheap. On the coastline. Like
oh,
that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 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 I thought that houses on the coast would be a lot of money. Normally, houses on water would be a lot of money.
No.
I might have to do some research on that.
Because of the
water. Not sure about that. So did you guys hear about the shooting? You know, this world, I'm telling you, this world, I don't know what's happening in this world. There was a shooting at Washington State Mall. 20-year-old Arkin Seaton walked into a Macy's in Washington State and shoots and kills five people, four women and one man, in the makeup department.
Yeah.
He just walks in, goes to the makeup department. Why makeup? I'm not sure. Maybe it was the first, you know, when he came through the door. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he wanted to buy some makeup and they didn't let him. I don't know. But
when did they get him?
Hold on. I'll get into that. Okay. But authorities arrested Seaton as he walked down the street near his home in Oak Arbor, Washington. When officers confronted him, he did not run. They said that he actually, when they called his name, he froze and complied with everything they said.
Just crazy.
Just walking down the street. Just done killed five people and walking down the street. They said that he immigrated from Turkey and is a legal permanent resident of the United States. It is unclear when he moved here, but yeah, he was, you know, he wasn't like a illegal person. He was here legally, and they don't know a motive, you know, for what happened, but Yeah, I mean, just 20. Mm-hmm. You've basically thrown your life away at 20. Yeah. And then the South Carolina elementary school shooting. 14-year-old boy opened fire on elementary school students as they played on the school playground. He hit two young boys and a teacher. I think the teacher was shot in her shoulder. The authorities said that the 14-year-old boy started firing. He gets out of his car, and it immediately as he get out of his car, he starts firing.
Get out of his car? Mm-hmm.
He drove.
14 years old.
14 years old, drove to the school, gets out of the car, and immediately opens fire.
What in the world?
He had to steal somebody's car. Well, what 14-year-old got a car?
Hold on, there's more. They discovered that he had shot and killed his father back at the house.
Okay. How far?
I remember that.
Which is like, I think they said like 2 miles up the road from the school.
Wow.
They said that he called his grandparents sobbing. So they went to the house, which was next door. The grandparents stayed next door. And they said that they went to the house and found the father dead, but he had left already. So he had already gone to the school. A volunteer firefighter tackled him and was taken into police custody. The mother was at work and heard about it on the news. So she didn't even know.
She didn't know it was her son.
Right. She didn't even know what was going on, you know.
So he killed her father.
He killed her husband, his father.
His father.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't know, you know, what happened or, you know,
did the little children die?
No, I don't. None of the children died. Yeah, they had like one, I think, was shot in the leg. And I think they all survived, good, though. But like, first of all, I mean, you're 14. What are you doing at an elementary school? I guess it just
if he had any siblings there. I mean,
they said he had
father.
No siblings there. They said that it doesn't appear that he had any connection to the elementary school.
No mental disorders in the past.
Well, he had to have a mental disorder because, I mean, you just don't shoot up a playground like that without having some type of mental disorder. So I don't know. So here's the question that I was talking to someone the other day. Like, I always like to have these conversations with people. And I want to hear you guys' opinions on this. And here's the question. Does sex complicate a relationship?
Absolutely.
What?
Does sex complicate relationships? You say yes, Ronnie V. Why do you say yes?
This is how I see it. So you can be involved with someone. You guys can just be friends. And then, you know, you cross that line. And unless, you know, it's just maybe like a one-time thing, you know, that may not affect it. But if it's something that's continuous, you know, somebody's going to catch feelings. Or you may have already had feelings for this guy or girl. But the fact of the matter is, it changes the dynamic of the relationship. Even if you guys say, hey, we only slept together one time and that's it, you can never go back to just that solid, just buddy-buddy friendship, because you've seen things that you shouldn't have seen as a friend and done things that you shouldn't have done as a friend. So it's just, I'm not saying it complicates things in a bad way. It changes. Whether it's negative or positive, it changes the dynamic of the relationship.
Well, here's what I'll say about it. Yes, I think it complicates relationships because I think people jump into sex too soon in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because what happens there is you don't know whether you're reacting to the sex or whether you're reacting to how you really feel about the person. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what happens when sex comes too early. You know, a lot of people lead with sex. Like, a lot of people, and, you know, I'm not saying that every relationship ends, you know, because, you know, you had sex too early. But what I'm saying is that you don't know, you find out that you don't really know the person. You know, when all the sex dies down, you know, there has to be something there in the relationship, you know, to keep it going. It can't just be about sex.
What if someone you've been friends with for a very long time, like let's just say 10 years, but you guys have only been just strictly friends, and then just that one night you cross that line and sleep together?
But see, that's why I say you shouldn't cross the line.
Well, you know, sometimes people base their relationship on sex.
Exactly, exactly.
And only reason why you're together because you enjoy each other's sex.
That's what I'm
saying.
There's
no love lost.
Right.
You feel like you in love with sex mm-hmm, with the person. Mm-hmm. That's what
you
loving.
Think you're in love with the person, but you're actually in love
with
sex. Well,
actually, you know you don't even love the person. Mm-hmm. You know you love their sex. Mm-hmm. And so you get that desire, and you, immediately that's who you think about. Mm-hmm. That person. Mm-hmm. You want good sex, you know who you can get good sex from. So mm-hmm. that's all you think about, that person and good sex. But moving along slowly, the person is not even in your vocabulary. Mm-hmm. But bam, sex crossed your mind, that person's in your vocabulary. So mm-hmm. sometimes that's what relationship is all about, sex.
So you're talking about relationships where it's just, you know, what
based
do you call it?
A sex
right,
thing, a
right.
booty call.
Like a booty call.
Yeah, and it can go on for 15, 20, 30 years.
Oh, sure it can. Most definitely it can. I think what we're talking about is a relationship, not your,
and
you know.
And that's the word.
Right. Not just, you know, a booty call, you know, but if you're in a relate, you're trying to be in a relationship with someone. And I think that having sex too early complicates it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Say, what about the ones who choose to wait, right? The ones that, hey, I'm not having sex till I get married. And then you be with this person all these years. Let's just say 5 years. No, we're not even going to go that long. Let's just say 3 years. And you be with this person for 3 years, right? And then you guys finally have sex and neither is satisfied. Or, you know, it's not what neither expected. Then what? You don't waste 3 years of your life? Because let me tell you, the ones who say it's not all about sex, it's true. A relationship is not based on sex, but sex plays a part in a relationship. Whoever says it ain't about sex, something wrong with one or the other. Because we're not saying that it's completely about sex, but it plays a factor in a relationship regardless.
It's a big part of a relationship because if a person say, oh, they ain't hitting no nothing. The person say, oh, they don't even turn me on. And Mr. Do Right turns you on. That's where you go.
Did you say Mr. Do Right? If you want
to
do right, man. What is that song?
If you want to
do right.
All night.
Okay, so, So what you're saying, Ronnie B, really is that you're saying you should test the waters first.
I'm not saying test the waters. Like you said, you don't have to be rushed.
That's exactly what you just
said.
No,
hold on. I'm not saying test the waters within 30 days, but we ain't about to be together 3 years, and I don't even know if this is something that's going to work out. I can't do it.
Steve Harvey says a 90-day rule.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you should give it up in 3 months?
But I think
you
what
might
he's
find
saying,
out within the 3 months that you don't even want to give it up.
I think that what he's saying is that wait. Don't lead the relationship with sex. I think he's saying wait to get to know the person. I don't think 3 months, 90 days is enough to really get. And sidebar, here's a question. Here's another question. Do you ever really know someone?
No.
I think if you give yourself at least a year mm-hmm. with that person, get to know them on their birthday, your birthday, Christmas, Easter, New Year's, always spend a whole year with that person and get to know them
four
in
seasons.
And out. On every occasion and whatever, and see what they're all about. See at a birthday party. See how they act when they drink a beer or have a drink or whatever. Don't.
So you should wait a year for
but
sex?
But you know what? People.
I don't know how long you wait for sex, but get to know. After a year, if you haven't figured out something about that person after a year, then you'll never get to know that person.
See, but you know what? Not necessarily, because people know how to put on.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean.
I can show you what you want.
To
see
for as long as you need to see
until
it.
until I really get you, and yeah. then the freak come out at night.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
did
you
say the freaks come out at night?
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
if you can put on a whole year, you a put on her.
Some people do though.
Some people put on for 10 and 15 years in marriages.
Well, I'm talking about when you get to know meet
and then
somebody.
Sex ain't all just, you know. It's a lot of things you can do instead of really having intercourse.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
And it says sex is a mind thing.
Well, it sure is. It is a mind thing. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You are tuned in to This Is How We See It. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about, can sex ruin a relationship if it's too early? I think that it can complicate a relationship. Ronnie V thinks that you should test the waters first.
I didn't say you should test the waters. What I said is I'm not waiting 2-3 years mm-hmm. and find out this ain't what I want. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can be happy on every other aspect of a relationship. And then it's a lot of people that are like, they're happy in their marriages and stuff and relationships and then not satisfied on the sex part. And I feel that when you're not satisfied on the sex part, you will go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Now, you might stay for the sake of being a family or, you know, having that picture for all everybody to see, you know, we together, we happy. But if you got to cheat, you don't need to be there. And if you're unhappy, you don't need to write it out.
What about those that don't think that sex is that important?
Well, they would have a wonderful relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They would have a wonderful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like a person that think that sex is not important in a relationship and in a relationship plus a marriage couple, I'm thinking that something is happening where they can't perform sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have placed it in their mind, well, it's not important.
You know that there are people who are they don't have high sex drives. You do know that there are people like that.
It's the difference between having a high sex drive and not being satisfied whenever that time comes. You're not satisfied with your person. Just think about the people that they are financially set. The husband may spoil them, give them anything they want. You know, but they're not happy in that department. And that's when people seek out other people. That's when the people get on dating lines and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Just for that smaller aspect that affects their whole relationship. And I think that's important. A lot of people feel like they can't talk to each other. Hey, if you got to role play, whatever. Sometimes I think communication is the best.
Communication is key.
Because some people may think they putting it down. Mm. And the other one is like, I should have had a VA. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm like I said, it's not that it should be the most important thing in a relationship. But if somebody is not satisfied in the relationship, somebody is going to walk out.
And wouldn't that be an awkward conversation to have with someone?
Not if it's someone you love.
I think it's one that is necessary. I really do.
Yeah, I don't think
But I think it's awkward.
If you start out being like that, being
honest
truthful,
with each other.
It should be very easy. But that's why I've heard people, not me, I've heard people say that when they're with their significant other, how they can win an award. And it's because a lot of times when they're with that person and they love that person,
they got to fake it.
They not too much faking it, but they can think of things, mm-hmm. you know, while they're with that person, while they are making love with their partner that they love so much.
But is that cheating though?
I don't think it is. I think it's really healthy.
If you ain't calling out nobody's name, you good. Think what you want to think. Long as
a person told me long time ago, everybody's name is Bay. Everybody
who told
is Bay.
What does that mean?
Your daddy. Everybody's name is Bay. So if I'm with this, is you know,
and you call out a name,
and so if I'm with someone else and I'm thinking of something, you know, sometimes you might have to think of somebody else while you're.
So everybody get the same pet name, basically.
Everybody be Bay, so nobody is called out of their name.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Hey, Bay.
How early should a parent talk to their child about sex?
When they ask?
Because this is a big one here. Like a lot of parents, especially like Christian parents, I read that Christian parents, I don't know if they get embarrassed I don't know what it is, but Christian parents, a lot of Christian parents, do not talk to their children about sex. So how early, how old should a child be before parents say, I'm going to talk to you about the birds and the bees?
On their own, the parent talk to the child on their
yes,
own.
Yes, yes.
Well, me, I feel like if they are 5 or 6 years old and they come and ask, where do babies come from? Tell them the truth. Ain't no birds and bees, ain't no stalk. I feel like you should tell them what they ask. If they ask, what is that? Why is brother got this and I got this? I feel like you should tell them the truth, what that is.
Yeah, but a 5-year-old can't comprehend sex. I'm talking about the talk.
I'm saying if they are 5 and they ask the question.
But asking what is that is not the same as, like,
children born these days born smart, born already knowing stuff. You know, long time ago when children were born, when they came out, the doctor had to smack their bottom for them to make a noise, to breathe.
And their eyes were closed.
And their eyes were closed. Now children, before they are already halfway out, they're already eyes open and hollering. So it's different times. I mean, they are born smart now. Children 4 or 5 years old can get on your computer and do anything they want to do. Anything. Children time ago that were born during the time I was born, anything we knew, we had to hear it from somebody. Or, you know, we learn by sight.
Yeah, we learn by what was taught to you.
Yeah.
But, and I agree with Missy. I think when they are at an age to ask, but when I'm not saying 5 years old, but I'm saying at an age where your child come to you and ask, you know, what is sex and what is this and that.
What if your child doesn't come to you? When do you think?
Well, you have to know this. They're sending home, like my daughter just got one, they're sending home permission slips. They're having sex education classes in school now.
We had sex education in the junior
elementary school. It used to be junior, but they're having it now, starting as early as elementary. But I'm thinking it's like fifth grade, maybe fourth or fifth grade.
So 10 years old.
Yeah. And this is the one thing that you don't want your kids to learn. Like you say, these kids have access to a lot of stuff with the internet and everything. You don't want them to learn from porn.
Right.
Because they have access to all these things. So, like you say, when they come to you and you know they're of age to know about sex, I think you should be honest with them. Because, like you say, most of the time, when kids look at porn and stuff, they're not practicing safe sex.
Sure,
and
they're
whatever.
Not.
So
right.
they're going to go by what they know. And if you lie to them, they're going to be curious and want to find out on their own, especially when they got friends that are maybe, sexually active talking about it. So if you want them to know the truth, let it come from you before they learn from
the streets or
the school system.
I totally agree. I think it depends on the child. Now, I think 5 years old is a little early, but I think it depends on the child. I think it kind of, you know, when they kind of start learning stuff and maybe,
I think that opposed to looking at it on internet and whatever, if they come to you gonna tell them what they see, but you gonna tell it to them in a manner where they gonna listen to you and know the right way that it's done and said, and opposed to how they see it on the porno shows and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it's done, baby. It's you this
right.
and that and
right.
whatever. And they, if they respect you, they gonna listen to what you say.
Mm-hmm. I think it should come from the parent. I don't think it should come from, and I understand they have sex ed because I took sex ed in junior high school, but I think it should come from the parent. You know, and I think a parent should really, you know, and tell them the right thing.
Now, look, I think y'all got me kind of wrong. I wasn't saying when they 5 years old.
You're just saying when they.
I'm saying if it's that young, I mean, even 5, 6, whatever. If they are that young,
when they're curious about.
Yes, if they even if they are 5 years old, if they come to you with a question, give them the right answer.
A good answer.
Yeah,
yes.
that's what I'm saying.
When Ronnie V and all of you have children, I don't have any. When did you have the talk with your children? Because you have a son, which is much older, and now you have a 13-year-old daughter.
So my son is 18 now. We never had to talk because he refused to have a conversation with me. I'm just going to be honest. But he did have a talk with his father.
Okay.
And I didn't really trust that conversation, so I had his uncle have a talk with him.
And how old was he then?
About
13, 14?
About 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I knew then at an early age, because I found some stuff in his room, that he was, you know, like,
curious.
Into porn and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, he had to talk with his father. I didn't trust that conversation, so I went to his uncle.
What do you mean, book? The books?
No, porn. Videos. See, DVDs. Collection.
That he was getting from someone, I'm
yes.
sure.
Yeah. My daughter, I'm going to be honest, she's 12. We haven't had that direct conversation. Mm-hmm. I know that she's in sixth grade now, and I think the classes start now.
Okay.
So I want her to kind of try to get this understanding from school. So when I talk to her, she'll know what I'm talking about. I mean, we're talking about things kind of around it, but never direct conversations, because she hasn't come to me. I'm not gonna say I'm scared to have that conversation, just not ready. But when she comes to me, I will be ready. And
but what if she doesn't come to you?
Well, like I said, you get that permission slip to be able to have that class. So once I know that class has started, then around that we will have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Missy and Faye Bassey. You guys had children. Did you have? Because it's much harder, as I understand, for older people. You know, back in the day, you guys didn't really have the conversations with your children, or did you have the conversations with your children?
Yeah, I had the conversation with all my kids, and feel like I had a little too much conversation with them because their first times. Mm-hmm.
Whew.
They came to you and told Ooh, you.
Yes,
well,
I don't
well, that's a good thing.
That's not true.
That's a good thing, though. Don't you think it's a good
That's
I think
not
it's a
true
really
that the first time.
That wasn't true.
Yeah, but
that
I mean,
wasn't true.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you should have the kind of relationship with your parents to say, look, I mean, you know.
You only had one child that was honest with you about things that was going on. The other two didn't tell you anything. You had to find out the hard way. It was only one child that was open with you.
Uh-huh. Well, it was good that one child was open. We got to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Talking about when should parents have the sex talk with their children? Miss C said that she had the talk with all of her. You have three girls. And so you had the talk with. Do you think you would have had it with if you had a son? Do you think you would have let the father, you know, talk to him? Or what do you think? You think you had it because you had the three girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that I would have. It's a different bond.
Sure, it is. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I tried to have the. I mean, you know, I was like, hey, nothing you can tell me is gonna. You know, I've been there, this and that. And he looked me dead in my face. He said, "I'm not having this conversation with you."
And I get that.
I mean, and I'm telling. I went to him like over five times.
And I get that.
I just so you know me, I'm dishing them out. Hey, make sure this is what you're doing. Yeah, make sure that you're using protection. And, you know, and I mean, at 12, you know how some people get it confused as saying, hey, I'm not going to condone it. But this is
right.
the thing.
See, that,
you
right.
can't stop it
exactly.
from
happening. They're going to do it anyway.
Exactly. And if they're going to do it, or if you suspect that they're doing it, just make sure that they are using protection.
That's
like I told him, don't let no girl tell you she on birth control.
Exactly.
Don't let no girl tell you she on the pill.
And don't use a girl's condom. Use the condoms that you brought.
Exactly.
Well, he might have been looking at the DVDs like you said and stuff. Excuse me. But I don't think he was doing anything, because somebody told me that he had a condom in his wallet that had been in there so long the imprint was
Most guys do. And you know, and going back to Christian parents, I think that a lot of Christian parents struggle with this because they think, well, if we talk about it, I'm condoning it. No, you're not.
You're educating.
You're preparing your child, because whether you like it or not, they're having it. I'm not saying kids are having it, but they're having it. So wouldn't you want to be have them be prepared and to know this?
And let me tell you something, and I'm not saying this to all about all preachers' kids or whatever. I'm only telling you from the ones that I know. I'm not saying this about everybody.
Right.
Do y'all hear me say this? I'm not saying it about everybody. But when I tell you a preacher's child be the one that's giving it left and right, it doesn't make no sense.
Because they're bottled up.
Yeah, they've so been sheltered. Right. And when they break free, they break free.
Not all preachers' kids, ladies and gentlemen, but a lot of them are. They wild when they get up to some age. They are wild because they've been, you know, trapped, and so now I'm free.
And it's so easy for some little young one to con them out of anything.
Sure.
You know, just the excitement of doing something don't nobody know about and getting away with it, you know, because they got to walk the straight and narrow, like, ever since they was kids, you know, small kids. So, you know, it ain't going to take but one little slick person to come and whisper something in their ear.
A smooth talker.
It's a wrap.
A smooth talker. Let me ask you this, and it's good that we have sort of a age contradiction,
variety.
Variety here. Does the mindset still stand that he's a stud but she's a slut? Does that still remain?
Yes.
Well, as far as
a guy to have sex, a lot of sex, he's a stud.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Yeah.
But if a woman does it, she's a slut. Yeah. She's a whore. Mm-hmm. Does that still remain today? Do people still have that mindset today?
Yeah. I think so.
Because, you know, my mama told me a long time ago that a man can walk out in the street, do what he wants to do, fall down, get drunk, get on up and go on about his business, and nobody never says anything about it. But if a woman follow the same road that man, that next day, that's all they're going to talk about.
Sure.
Did you see?
Sure.
And she did. And she was drunk, fed up.
Sure.
That's going to be the talk.
But again, that's your mother back in the day. I'm wondering
I
now.
I think it's still like
you
that
think
now.
It's still, I think for older people, it might be. But I think now we're sort of getting away from that. Women are becoming more sexually
aggressive.
They're becoming more sexually independent. And I think that, you know, they're letting their freak flags fly.
Yeah, but I still think so they will be talked about more so than a man.
See, I don't.
Yes.
They may be, but not as much.
Yeah.
It's just understood that that's what they do.
Yeah.
And people look at it and overlook it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's just the same saying as how a woman's supposed to carry herself. I mean, it's the way a woman is supposed to be brought up. So when you do anything outside of the way a lady's supposed to carry herself, then you're going to be looked at a certain way. You know, regardless of what household you get raised into, it's a unspoken, you know, rule that you don't do this and you don't do that. A boy can do it, but a girl can't. That's just like the same as, you know, you can have a boy and a girl the same age. The boy can stay out later, but the girl got a curfew.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that double standard that has never been fair.
Yeah.
Well, that's just like this thing that they used to say a long time ago, this little song that say the girl asked my mama the reason why girls can't whistle as well as I. She said to me, it's the natural thing for boys to whistle and girls to sing.
All right, Maya. Go now.
Uh-huh.
That's that thing, you know, that's that traditional thing. Girls has a way of acting, and boys have their way of acting. Boys is made out of sticks and snails and puppy doll tails, and girls are sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yeah.
And so it's that we walk with head held high, and boys with little puppy doll tails, they walk with the little tail swinging high and, you know, swing. So it's not, we're not expected to act like boys. We are to act like upstanding
ladies. Well, because, and here's what I heard from a guy who he actually had a daughter. And he said, now, he didn't have a daughter. He had a son. And he said, here's the thing. It's not my daughter that's going to have to walk around not with a, you know, belly big 9 months.
Right. Mm.
So he said, you know, so that's why a lot of fathers are very protective, you know, of their daughters because, I mean, yeah. you know, the little boy, he, you know, yeah. nobody knows that he got somebody pregnant. Yeah, but the girl, exactly. Now. But mm-hmm. the girl, she, you know, is.
Mama's baby, right. daddy maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, so. But, you know, and like today, women are having babies without men.
Yeah.
You know, yes, that's like the thing now.
Plan.
That's the thing now. Yeah, they're not, a lot of women aren't even looking for a man to have a baby with
them. They want a baby,
just give me your sperm
yeah.
and you can go on about your business.
That's right.
So that's why I say, I think that this mindset is kind of changing a bit mm-hmm. because, you know, women are sort of, you know, what they say on, was it the wives? What is it? Sisters are doing it for themselves. What's that?
Yeah.
Natalie Cole song, I think. No, Aretha Franklin. I think it was Aretha Franklin song. But yeah, I was having this conversation with somebody about that, and it was interesting, you know, and I just wanted to hear, you know, what people thought about, you know. I think you're right. I think it's some still the same, but I think mostly it's changing. You know, it's you know, it's turning around that, you know, I think as women become more liberated, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little different. So let's get into television.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into television. Who is watching Queen Sugar?
I love that movie.
That the movie or the show?
The show.
Isn't that is my favorite show on television right now.
I don't know really? About that because
oh yes, it's bar none. Nothing to me is better than Queen Sugar on television right now.
It's not going to outdo Empire. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, to me it is because Queen Sugar. I mean that's acting. I'm not saying Empire is not acting, but you know what I'm saying.
Say like
you know what I'm saying. I mean Queen Sugar is. So let's
just a good show.
Let's set this up. It is on the Oprah Winfrey Network on television, and it is about. Three siblings, two girls and one boy, takes place in New Orleans, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I call it New Orleans because that's what
Did
it's supposed to be pronounced.
Last night?
I don't know. You didn't see Queen Sugar. Three siblings, their father passed away and left them a sugar farm. The father was played by Glenn Turman, who was once married to Aretha Franklin. He dies suddenly. And he leaves the sugar farm to his children. Now, the son, Ralph Angel, is an ex-convict. He's actually on parole, out of prison on parole right now. Playing a, I mean, this guy is a really good actor. The son, Nova, I'm sorry, the daughter, Nova, is a freelance writer for the newspaper in New Orleans. And the other daughter, what is the other daughter? Is it?
She's married to an NBA player.
She's married. What is her name, though? Not Michelle.
I can't remember.
I can't either. But she's married to an NBA player who was just accused of raping a prostitute. And they just paid her $3 million.
And it was confirmed.
Right.
That he had a relationship with her.
That is correct. And so they have to get this sugar, and his wish, the father's wish, is for all three of them to work this sugar farm. Now, they don't know anything. Ralph Angel, the son, is about the only person who sort of knows
a little bit
about farming. But the other two daughters, they know nothing about farming. But they're coming together, and they're trying to make this work, and they're all types of obstacles are in their way trying to get this sugar farm up and running. And the acting is superb. She is, but the other two aren't.
She, which one?
The daughter with the NBA player. She's rich. She just actually told him, don't call me no more, really.
Well, actually, he left them a pretty good piece of money, too.
Because you remember but for the farm, though.
But you remember Nova had just took out all that money to get
that was her money. See, that's why she's going to be fussing with her this week, because she took the money that the sister put in for it. That's why she's going to be mad.
Okay.
That's why she's going to say you're stealing. No, she only took $10,000 out. But still, it wasn't her money to take out.
Oh.
So that's what the problem was. So if you're not watching Queen Sugar,
get on it.
You have got to get on it. Wednesday night at 10 o'clock is when it, well, here in North Carolina, it comes on it Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. I can never pronounce this lady's name, but she did Selma. She was the producer of Selma. She is producing this show. And, you know, Selma, it was nominated for a whole lot of Oscars. So yeah. She didn't win any. I don't think they won any. I think somebody might have won something for Selma. But fantastic show. I'm watching another show on Netflix called The Get Down.
I haven't seen that.
Oh.
It's good.
Ronnie V.
I mean, you That's just good. Started getting into Netflix. So.
Ronnie, I know. I didn't even know it until my niece. My niece sent the password and stuff up here. And we, The Get Down, it is a hip-hop show.
What? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a hip-hop show?
Yes, I am. It is a show about a rapper who is now famous, but he's looking back and he's telling the story about how he came to be.
What?
In Brooklyn, not Brooklyn,
and you're
Bronx,
looking at it.
The Bronx, New York.
We've looked at it.
We've the seen six season. Episodes.
First season.
So far. Mm-hmm. It is, it's fantastic. His, I can't think of his name. Oh, Lord, I can't think of the star's name. But he's the rapper, and his girlfriend is a singer. So she wants to be a disco singer. Mm-hmm. And when it went off, she signed a contract at the biggest disco label in the country. And so she's doing her thing. And he's playing like piano, but they're trying to get their, it's called the Get Down Crew. That's the name of their group. It's called the Get Down Crew. Yeah. You really should, because it is absolutely Luke Cage. I had never seen anything about
that?
Luke Cage.
Who's
yeah.
Luke Cage?
Black superhero. The first black superhero. I don't know if he's the first black superhero,
but someone probably knows about that.
Well, here's his thing. Oh, it's very popular on Netflix.
Yeah.
Very popular on Netflix.
He was just on Wendy a couple of days ago.
My son won't give us the password.
To what?
To Netflix. He keeps saying we keep looking at stuff on his name.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He wants us to make our own profile.
Well, it's only like $7.99.
Yeah, but you can still make a profile under his thing because...
That's what he keeps telling us to do. But we don't feel like we don't know how to do all that mess.
It's just, look, if I did it, you can do it.
It's very easy. But Luke Cage, he's something happened. They experimented on him, and now his skin is tough. So bullets, nothing can hurt him.
Oh, I saw that.
I wonder if my son's
right. Yeah, yeah. And it is it's a really, really, really good show. But his brother,
yes, in prison now,
found a bullet. He designed a bullet that would penetrate Luke's skin and actually almost killed him.
Mm-hmm. But his brother is going to prison now, and the same doctor that did Luke, he's the one that opened up the door when they was willing his brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when it was going on.
See, I didn't see. I didn't see.
Brother?
The brother wanted to kill him.
Mm. He didn't know that was his brother. The brother knew he was the brother, but Luke didn't know that that was his brother until later on.
Yeah.
It was his daddy's illegitimate child.
Yep.
Oh.
We are going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about must-see TV. And we were talking about Luke Cage, which is a Netflix. The Get Down and Luke Cage are Netflix shows that I think everybody should be watching because, especially The Get Down. I mean, the music, there's this song that I had to look up. Did I tell you who sings the song? Mm-hmm. Remember the song when they were at the club and they were voguing to it?
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
Really?
Christina Aguilera, and the song is called Telepathy.
Oh.
You know, I had to go search for it.
Oh, okay.
So I finally got it. It's a great song. You were telling us about Pitch, Ronnie V. I've never seen Pitch.
Oh, so it's a new show that's come on with the first female major league pitcher. Is this a true story?
Yeah.
It is?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think a female is a major league pitcher
yet.
it's playing in the movies, isn't it?
No, it's on TV.
It's on regular TV.
You sure but, it's not a true story?
I don't think so.
I thought that's what it was when it was first coming out.
Yeah, I don't think it's a true story.
But I can't even get into it because I had to look at the last two episodes because I missed it. But the first two episodes that I seen are fantabulous. Mm-hmm. You know, so she's breaking into, you know, this all male dominated, you know, game. Sport. Yeah. And, you know, she's going to get a lot of slack. But on top of that, she has a lot of supporters. She have a lot of young girls looking up to her.
Her dad is Michael Beach, right? That's her dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he passed away.
He died in a car wreck.
Yeah.
That's so, why I didn't see him.
She was in
him.
The car with him.
So it's going back to show, you know, when the dad was in life. But so she has an older brother. And when the dad was trying to teach him baseball, he didn't want it. He didn't want to do it. So one day she picked up the ball. She was like 4 or 5 years old. She picked up the ball and threw it over the fence. So ever since then, her daddy had been, you know, teaching her baseball or whatever. So she kind of grew into it. But her dad was like very, very hard, you know, for her to be.
He used to be.
Yeah, I think he was in like the minors or something and never got to where he needed to be. Yeah. So he was putting all of it into her. And she never really had a like a normal girl, you know,
childhood.
But. Mm-hmm. I mean, she loved her dad. She loved the sport.
She's about 19, ain't she?
Yeah. She loved the sport. So, she, you know, she's been doing this all her life, and she eventually got signed with, what is it, the Pirates?
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, she get a lot of slack from the teammates because
she's
everybody's coming in to see her. And it's like they don't
exist.
She's
the pitcher, right?
Yeah, she's the pitcher.
Duh, pitcher.
But the first game, like she, oh my gosh, she like screwed up really bad. Like, you know, just nervous and just, you know, everything going on around her. But now they're trying to like come together as a team because the owner, the manager of the team is about to get fired because they haven't been winning games. And, you know, they're too busy focused on, like, hating her and putting all this negative energy to her. He was like, look, y'all need to start playing, you know.
I was telling you that Zach from Saved by the Bell.
That is not him.
It is. Look it up. And it's Zach.
And the manager is Angela Bassett's husband.
Oh, Courtney Vance.
Yeah. So you're talking about the one with the beard is Zach.
That is
okay,
Zach.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the guy that was in the background, the little Chinese-looking
no,
boy.
No, Zach is the one with the beard. I don't know what he plays on here. But that's Zach from Saved
like the,
by the Bell.
He's the, what's the person, the catcher.
Oh, yeah. He's the catcher.
And he's about, he's
and
like.
He's also the captain.
He's like 36 and he's like, he ain't got
about
like
to
a,
retire.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, Zach is
that is
sexy.
Zach. That is
woo!
Zach.
Wasn't she trying to do something else and they discover or decided that the best thing she could do was pitch?
No, mm-mm. She can't.
She's always been a
pitcher.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's another
that's what her daddy taught her.
And what night does it come on? What time? What
Thursday
station?
Thursday night. It comes on right before.
Oh, I can't do Thursday night. That's Grey's Anatomy.
Right before Grey's Anatomy. That's why I said sometime it doesn't.
It comes on before?
No. Grey's come on at 8 o'clock. Yeah, you can DVR it.
Well,
it didn't come on after Empire. No, Empire come on Wednesday.
Yeah, Empire is Wednesday.
Thursday
it comes
nine.
On the same time Grey's Anatomy come on.
Thursday at 9.
So 8 o'clock.
Take both of them at the same time.
What time Grey's Anatomy come on?
8 o'clock.
It comes on at 9 o'clock then.
Okay, well then that's the other show, which actually is good about the lawyer and Notorious. Mm-hmm. That's actually a good show too with Piper Perabo. She's the producer. She's like Ratchet Television producer and the lawyer and
Conviction
stuff.
Conviction is when? Good. I told y'all you need to look at Conviction. It just came on the other night for the first time. It's good.
When
and
do
it's so true.
How true to story. Get Away with Murder come back on?
10 o'clock on Thursday nights.
When?
We've seen the 3 episodes already. It's been on for 3 weeks.
Are you,
where have you
are
been?
You serious?
Yes, I'm very serious. Still not better than Queen Sugar. Okay, so I've got some questions to ask. Yes, Ronnie B. How to Get Away with Murder has been on for 3 weeks.
We used to say, hey, you ready for it? You ain't text me or nothing.
I didn't think I had to.
I didn't know it was back on.
It's back on. It's not, well, I don't know. It's not as good to me. I mean,
but we have a lot of good shows going on.
Yeah, it's only been 3. Yeah, see, I think I'm comparing everything to Queen Sugar is what I'm doing. So I might be wrong in that, but. You know, maybe
but
something.
She
got arrested. She got arrested last week.
Who?
What's her name? Ellie Mae?
Angelique.
What's her name?
Annabelle.
Annalise. Did I say Ellie Mae? She got arrested. She got arrested for murder. We don't know who died. Because they haven't showed us yet.
I thought it was the little black girl.
We don't know who it is.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me. I have to look at her. Oh, my God.
We don't know who it is. Okay, questions. Here's some questions that I want you guys to answer. If you could go anywhere in the world with all expenses paid by someone else, where would you go? Okay. Don't everybody talk at one time.
Where would you go?
I would go to Hawaii.
That's where I was getting ready to say. I would want to go to Hawaii.
I would
I've
go to Hawaii.
Wanted to go.
That is on my list. Hawaii is very expensive,
yes,
too.
Yes, that's what I heard.
It's very expensive, but I you know, before I depart this earth, mm-hmm. I want to go to
that's
Hawaii.
I want to go to
I think
to
I
want
to go to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to go to Puerto Rico?
Because I want to meet me a Puerto Rican.
You can go out on the street and meet a Puerto Rican.
I want that.
Go to
authentic
New York
ones.
And meet a Puerto Rican.
What is it? Boniqua? You
want
a Boniqua?
I don't want no hood one. I want an authentic one.
Who said it had to be hood out here in the street?
I want one that ain't left and still know what they supposed to do
with
Puerto Rico.
What if he doesn't speak English?
That's better.
No, please. Better. All right, Miss C, where would you go?
Africa.
I don't know of any place I would go now during this time. If you had said... If you could go somewhere any time of your life, like somewhere back, you know, years back or...
Where would that be?
Okay, yeah, where
Africa.
Would that be?
I would want to go to Philadelphia with my grandmother, and I would want her to still be living with my daddy's mama.
Okay.
Well, that's reminiscing.
All right. Because Philadelphia ain't but 6 hours away from here.
We go to Philly.
Just jump in the car
yes,
and
but I'm
drive
talking
up.
About living in Philadelphia with her.
Okay, but not now. But where would you go if somebody paid for not nostalgia?
I don't know that. I can't even think of a place that.
Right. Because she ain't getting on no plane. She ain't getting on no train. She ain't getting in no
on
car.
The train?
She ain't going nowhere.
Interesting.
You see that train just jumped that track and kept going.
That's one train in thousands that leave every day. And that was a metro train.
You see that car that was submerged underwater? And you
right.
Have,
that's
and
see, that,
you have
see
a car.
That's what I say.
Okay,
when people say that they're scared to fly,
you
get in a car. You get in a
car.
You can have a wreck on the do you actually know that airplanes are safer than cars? Because you're in the air. I mean, you don't have traffic and stuff.
Yeah, but they got a long way to fall.
Well, mm-hmm. That's true. That is true. What cheers you up when you are sad?
Money.
For me, it would be music. I don't really get sad, but when I do, I'd say it was music.
I don't
favorite
really
food.
Get sad, really. I don't get depressed. I don't get sad. But when... I'm financially stable. My bills are paid. My family's doing fine. No one's complaining. I just feel content and
fair to you.
I feel good. I feel fine.
What cheers you up?
That's what cheers me up.
Oh, to know that your family is okay.
Yes, and I'm financially stable. My bills are paid, and I don't have to worry about where the next this coming from. Mm-hmm. That cheers me. It makes me happy.
Okay. What about you?
I just said when I get real, real sad and down and out, I think of my grandma. Mm-hmm. And I feel better. And I can remember a lot of things that she would tell me. Just like, you know, I might misplace some money or lose some money. And she used to say, baby, don't worry about it. You're going to get it back twice. Mm-hmm. And I do.
What kind of sickness have you lied about so you wouldn't go to work?
True sickness or just say this is what happened?
What kind of sickness have you lied about so you wouldn't go to work?
I ain't lied about no sickness because if I ain't coming in, I ain't coming in. But let me tell you what my sister did. So both of my sisters was working at the same job, right? One sister called out and said her grandfather passed away. Grandfather been gone for so many years. The other sister showed up to work. They looked at her and said, why are you here? Didn't your grandfather pass away? Now, the other sister didn't tell her that this is what she told him not to come to work.
Well, that's not smart.
So she was like, oh, That's on my father's side. We got different fathers.
Oh, okay.
But how you go call out of work knowing I'm going to work and not telling me what your lie is?
Well, like she said, we have different fathers. So she doesn't honor her father.
She wasn't prepared, though. We all got the same daddy.
I got to get this one in before we go. What is a skill you'd like to learn and why?
I want to learn how to swim.
Okay. Oh. I want to learn how to do houses, like how to build.
Fix them up and stuff.
Yeah, like how to. I would love, because I love HGTV, and I can't even get it through my mind how they make these houses look like that. Like, I would love to know how to do that.
You want
to
be a builder?
Well, like a, yeah, sort of like. Yeah.
You can do that. Go back to school.
I don't know. Okay. That's a skill that I would like to learn.
I want to learn how to swim.
Okay. What about you?
I want to learn how to swim and be a great pianist.
Oh, piano.
Eric Lee, you want to learn how to swim too, because you can't swim either.
I do. I would like to learn how to swim, but I would like to learn how to fix houses up before swimming.
Ain't it sad? Four generations in this room don't now one of us know how to swim.
Well, that's because you're crazy.
I have taken swimming.
And you still don't know how to swim?
I'll get in the water.
Me too. I'll get in it.
Yeah, when I take a bath.
No, I'll get in the pool.
I've got in pools before.
Yeah, your ankles.
No.
Aquatic therapy. I was in the pool.
Now, I used to be afraid to get in the pool. Now, when I was in college, I took swimming as a class. And that's how I got, got the fear of water out of me. I just didn't never swim, yeah. I was taking swimming lessons, but I just didn't stay in the class. Didn't last long enough for me to get the hang of swimming.
See, I was a Boy Scout and I got pushed in. I got pushed in, and like I was like 7 or 8. Yeah, I got pushed in and I went. I was going. You remember the YMCA would have the things. Mm-hmm. And I went all the way down to the bottom. I thought I was dead. And so I've been scared of water ever since. So,
but see, in swimming class, we had to go to the bottom and sit on the bottom.
Why would you have to go to the bottom and swim?
That was part of the swimming class.
Yeah. Oh, holding your breath.
That part of the swimming class. No. But
sit with your legs folded.
We just sit down in the bottom of the water. No. It didn't frighten me because the instructor was right there. But I couldn't, my thing was I couldn't float.
Yeah. You know. Tread water.
Yeah.
Well,
but I get in water though.
Well, we got to get out of here. Our time is up. Mm. Thank Miss C and Faye Bassey for being our guests today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you all so much. We'll see you guys next time. Bye for now.